the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
In an hour and 15 minutes, we'll play Dumber Than the Show trivia. You have a chance to win $800.
Mm-hmm.
But first, it's firsts. Remember a lot of firsts from your life? They all just sort of disappear as you get older? I don't know.
Yeah.
You give me a number, and I will give you the questions. Now, some of them are are very simple, but they're all related to a first.
Okay.
Some of them may be a little more dramatic.
Okay.
Howings?
Yes.
You go first. Choose a number between 1 and 135.
121.
What are your first favorite holidays that you spent with your family?
My first favorite holidays? Does that mean like vacations or actual holidays? Like, is this British?
It might be British.
Because like my first favorite holiday that I would remember would be like Christmas.
Probably, I don't see any other specific things that make it feel British, but that would, yeah.
All right, so I'll assume it means vacation. My first favorite vacation would be when we went to Walt Disney World. My dad got a custom van, borrowed it from work, and we drove from Michigan to Florida, and we stopped in Gatlinburg, which is a very great tourist trap for kids.
It is.
So that was fun. And then we went on to Walt Disney World. I was in fourth grade. And then on the way back, we stopped in North Carolina. My dad spent too much time next to the pool and put sunscreen on most of his body, but not his shins, and got blood poisoning.
Blood poisoning? Good Lord.
Oh, he was so red. I mean,
I didn't even know you could get heat stroke, but I didn't know you could get blood poisoning.
His legs were, I mean, a color that unfathomable for skin.
Do you have a picture, like somewhere in an album?
Maybe
the shins that blood poisoning.
Maybe in a medical journal.
Maybe. Wow. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I'm sure there is a photo somewhere at my parents' house or in a box somewhere. I don't know, but
should be on a mantle.
I mean, I remember even as a kid, feeling really bad.
Yeah.
But the rest of the vacation was amazing.
Pretty baller.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
Number between 1 and 135.
I'll go 50.
50. Tell us about the first item that you do when you buy a home.
The first item?
The first item I do.
So is that supposed to be like thing or buy?
I don't know.
Like, I can see an item you buy or a thing you do,
it
but
says,
not
tell
an
us about
item
the first
do.
Item that you do when you obtain a home.
Yeah, Joe. What items do you do?
Yeah, which item do you do first?
Maybe they mean like a checklist.
That's what I'm thinking.
Item.
Not like hump a banister.
Yeah. No, yeah. I
still look at that as like they mean the word thing in America, I think.
I would assume that's
the first
what it
thing
is.
You do.
You put furniture in it. I mean, that's my first item typically. Okay. And then you order pizza.
Do you deep clean it before you move in?
No. I don't deep clean it before I move in, but typically, like, I'll clean the bathroom at least.
Yeah.
I'll look in the kitchen cabinets. I mean, the house that I just recently bought, it was pretty clean. It didn't, like, have a gross feel to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't feel the urge to, like, scrub everything down.
Yeah.
I think these have all been translated to Chinese and then back as I'm reading through more of them. All of them leave the door wide open for interpretations.
Okay.
Steve, yeah, next. Choose a number
How
between
is
one
your
and...
favorite meal?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, mine was what's your first favorite holiday?
When does your new car happen?
That closely. Okay, pick another one, Steve.
Okay, 22.
22. Tell us about your first friend in college.
Oh, now, what did that actually say?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that was. Tell us about glorious friend in secondary school for great leader
at Hamburger University.
Tell us about your sad fiend.
I still remember the exact moment that I met my first college friend, my friend Ray. It was the day that we all moved into college. It was freshman orientation, and I had unpacked all of my stuff in the room, got the room all set up. I had briefly met my roommate, but he had just like, he was kind of like coming and going the whole day, picking up stuff and going to get books and everything at the bookstore. So I just walked out front of the dorm and I just struck up a conversation with this guy that was just sitting there on the front step. And that became one of my best friends all throughout college.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you all remember your first college friend?
I do. But yeah. Yeah.
Mine's coming to visit next week.
Yeah.
Leslie Simpson. She is the best. She was a similar thing, Steve, when it was like move-in time. They have the weekend welcomers that would stand outside and help you move in. And Leslie showed me around the campus the day before, and I decided to apply, and I moved in the next day, and classes started on Monday. And
well, you were late shopping for colleges, I think.
I was. Yeah. I was not going to go. And I loved Leslie. She's like the sweetest, most like mama bear type of friend. And
makes sense for what she does now.
Yep, exactly. She's a special needs teacher now. So, yeah.
You should show her that photo. She'll think she chose wisely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't say that. Anyway, first
Kelly
friends
ice
like
cream
that
now I can see why she took to you.
Yeah. Those instant connections that you find. Mm-hmm. She's probably like, this girl needs my help.
Kelly, choose a number between 1 and 135.
101.
Okay, I'm going to read it as it's written, and then we'll figure out what it
this
means.
This is kind of my favorite part so far.
Yeah, right now, that's my favorite,
What is your first obsession that related about your life? I think that one's pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm. Music, probably. Right.
That's your first obsession that related your life?
That related my life.
I don't know what that means.
Sure. That is my first obsession. I could not say that word. I stuttered so bad just now. No, I've loved music, and now I work in radio, which is, I think, maybe what that question is asking.
I think maybe. That's probably pretty close.
Yeah, could be. Sure.
This is Brian in Ohio. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
Brian.
All right, now, you see the difficulty with this list. Choose a number between 1 and 135.
Yeah, definitely struggling. I'm 51, so let's try that one.
Okay, 51. Tell us about the first time you ever got drunk.
I can't because I got drunk. I don't remember the details.
Wow.
Really? So like when you were 12, you were blackout drunk?
Holy cow.
Wow.
No, it was actually out in the woods, good old days. You know, you walk under the power poles and the trees, and you get about 30 people pouring drinks in the can and, you know, one after another. And
How old were you?
Yeah. 17.
Okay.
And it
that's normal.
Like, wake up hungover in your own bed the next day?
Eventually.
Eventually.
after I fell asleep in the woods and woke up later in a bed, eventually.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Brian.
Wow.
I didn't get hangovers until way later.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got my first hangover was the first time I ever drank. Boy, I remember.
I thought I was invincible.
I remember every detail of the night I got drunk, which is crazy because you'd think I wouldn't. But I didn't forget anything, but I was, but like I should have probably been in a hospital is my guess based on my body weight and the amount of alcohol I put into my body. I did, what was it? I think it was 7 shots of whiskey, 2 rum and cokes.
You should do that now.
2 screwdrivers and a beer.
Recreate your first night drinking Hot Wings.
That's wild, man. That's what I drank. Yeah, I mean, so much.
Yeah, that sounds
I'd
like
I'd love to see you just so sloshed.
I couldn't do that.
He'd
I think I actually would die now if I drank that much booze.
Well, yeah,
that's just so eat a lot of bread alcohol. First, isn't that what they tell you? And then eat some coins.
I think
so. Ride.
Yeah,
pasta.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I think so much.
Shove your mouth full of pennies.
Rachel, choose a number between 1 and 135.
Let's do 12.
Okay. Tell us about your first time driving a car.
My first time driving a car was with my dad in my parents' old minivan, I think, when I was first learning how to drive. He wanted me to just drive around a parking lot for a little bit before I even started lessons. So I think I was like 14 or something. It was really fun, though. And then I ended up driving that car all through high school. And I loved that minivan that I named it Stan the Van.
Stan the Van.
But my dad was good at teaching me how to drive. So thanks, Dad.
I bet your dad's very patient.
He is
just
a very
from how you've described him and your personality. I bet your dad's kind of chill.
He's a very chill dude and was really great at teaching me how to drive. So thanks, Dad.
And that makes up for your mom because you said she's awful, right?
Just the worst. Just speeds yeah. everything. Getting. She's
that's
great.
Terrible. That's the first thing you say every day when you get here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hotlings, yeah. Choose another number.
Five.
Tell me about your first makeup item.
my first makeup item to purchase or use?
I don't care.
Okay. I don't remember ever.
It's not the same.
Purchasing.
Did you just buy some to
no,
keep
I can't
first,
remember. Purchase, but the first makeup item I ever used, I was in high school and I was in a play. And I was playing a wizard. And I had to put on a lot of makeup. And
you were a wizard, Hot Wings?
I was.
That's cool.
Yeah, I played. I played a wizard.
That's cool.
You're really living up to your picture.
Yep. Yeah. In Once Upon a Mattress.
Yeah. Stupid.
Once Upon a Mattress. Are y'all missing this?
No, I'm too distracted by stupid Miley showing up.
Oh my God! I'm killed to see you just trashed as a wizard. You got to be a wizard for Halloween.
Yes, and get super drunk like the first time you drank.
So trashed and trashed like a wizard.
Seven shots of whiskey wizard. That's what you're going as.
All right, whiskey wizard.
Halloween.
Whiskey wizard.
You have to get drunk before the makeup, though. So you look like Merlin the whore.
I'm pretty sure if I did it sober, I'd look like Merlin the whore. I don't think there'd be Merlin any the danger whore. Of me looking good.
Joe, give me another number.
Let's do 13.
Who is your first celebrity crush?
Christy Swanson. From what I remember.
You've referenced that before from the film...
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And then Mannequin 2.
That's what that's the one I was thinking about.
And are, this you sure, are you sure it wasn't Swanson Crispy Chicken?
Yeah, oh, I meant the Schwanz Man. Chris the Schwanz Man. He brought me ice cream and meat.
Steve.
Most kids run after ice cream trucks. I go there for the meat.
Well, the Swans also had ice cream.
They do.
Yeah. Win-win,
they,
yeah.
They got everything.
Steve?
Yes.
Pick another number.
84.
What is your first favorite's funniest story? That's what it actually says. Your first favorite's funniest story.
Like one that you heard? Or
is that like the first funny story you ever heard?
Or
because the punchline was, I got you where I want you, now I'm going to eat you.
Or the person that I consider my favorite, their funniest story.
I think that's the way to interpret that. That's how I heard it, too.
Okay.
As what?
Yeah. Like, his favorite person's favorite story.
Yeah.
Or funniest story.
First favorite. Like my first
favorite. Your first favorite's
funniest story. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
how I hear it.
I don't know. I don't have. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'll accept that in this case. Kelly, one more for this round.
Okay, 89.
What was your first favorite video game?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Hummings, what was yours? Pong?
No, probably Pole Position.
What is that?
It's an Atari game.
How you got through college.
I've never heard of that before.
It was quite popular in a different decade.
Yes.
Start laughing at him. Kelly is fascinated by you today.
I know.
You drunk wizard playing your penis game.
Yeah.
And talking about pole positions.
Yeah,
oh my God, you're a wizard stripper.
That would sound strange.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.